Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Preview the position battles. Aren't a ton of them, but still roster spots. They're up to be had. Maybe these, I know we talked about Gianna Hahn earlier in the hour, Vinny. Some unknowns making an impression here that could get themselves a little love here. 2025 for a team with high hopes.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, Bob, like roster wise, I mean, that 53 is, there's not a lot of guessing. The only thing is, maybe in the O-line there's some possibilities there, you know, maybe a D-line spot, but I mean, there's not a lot of availability unless guys get hurt.
Orioles sweep the Angels as they clobber them yesterday. Los Angeles 11-2, breaking out the whipping sticks in a big, big way. Kate Povich gets his first win in a long, long time. We'll talk about the Orioles with Jacob Calvin-Meyer around 1:30 from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk baseball in general with Bob Nightingale from USA Today. 12:30, big trade, Rafael Devers with 8 years left on his deal. Not a crazy deal, but a deal nonetheless, and $300 million going out to San Francisco. Buster Posey busting a move, acquiring a big bat as the Giants are chasing the Dodgers and the Padres are in the mix, Arizona to some level. So we'll talk to Bob about that and more. Let's bring in Nolan McGraw, though. Nolan, what is happening?
Feeling good. A lot to like about the Orioles, at least the way they played this weekend and as of late. And one area that I've been extremely pleased with and really has done a lot to make me feel a little bit different about this team overall is the bullpen. You mentioned Sir Anthony Dominguez and his recent turnaround, but he's not alone. Both him and Yennier Cano have yet to give up a run this month. I'm not throwing the jinx out there. I'm just presenting it as a stat. But overall, the bullpen, phenomenal. 1.35 is the bullpen ERA so far this month after they were abysmal last month. ERA over 5 were the relievers in May. So sure, the starters, fantastic offense. You can see what they do in a game like yesterday. But that bullpen, really for the first time this year, I feel like I'm thinking about matchups when I'm watching the game. Whereas before it was, well, throw anyone out there, it doesn't really matter. Orioles are probably already losing by 5 runs when you get to the back half. But now I'm strategizing in my mind, do you go Dominguez here? Do you bring Cano in? Baseball's fun again.
Yeah, and look, Kittredge's return is huge for them. And he missed a big portion of the first couple months of the season. He gave up a home run on Saturday. How about Trout hitting the top of the foul pole the other day? But he's Mike Trout. He does Mike Trout stuff. But Kittredge is back. You mentioned Cano, and we were talking about him 3 weeks ago. He was terrible. Terrible in May. C&L Perez is gone. It's going to be interesting. Rockabaco was writing about this today on massinsports.com. I mean, where Trevor Rogers is going to fit in here somewhere. Because I believe there's a to-be-determined Oriole pitcher here in this four-game series against the Rays. Now, does Povich move to the pen? And then Rogers assumes his role. I mean, it'll be an interesting thing to see. But, you know, We did talk about it Friday that Rodgers, after an uptick in velocity, it's kind of, he's not throwing 89, but it's not 95, 96 like it was when he made that big start at Fenway a few weeks back. But to your point, yeah, the bullpen cooking. And how about the mountain? No more kid gloves on the mountain. Maybe we'll start seeing some of these 4 or 5 out saves because he's working back to back, throwing these high pitch counts. Let's not get carried away for sure. But, and Brian Baker, I mean, what a revelation this guy is, who's on the team because Kittredge was hurt in the first place. So it's all kind of working out for them in that area, anyway.
Right. Now, I mean, if these guys that we just mentioned keep holding up their end of the bargain, then no need for a 4 or 5 out save. I mean, I think that would be full on desperation. And really only if the team is really in the thick of it later on this year. Other than that, back-to-backs are fine for him. He's proven now, I think, 3 separate occasions, maybe 4, that he's able to handle that with no issues. So, yeah, I think he's 100% back.
Yeah, command took a hike for him a little bit there in the 9th inning on Saturday, but he got himself out of the jam. It's Zach Eflin tonight for the Orioles against Ryan Pepiot. For Tampa, Rays just swept the Mets in New York. Orioles just swept the Angels here in Baltimore. So an interesting series. We got BBT coming up at 6 o'clock here on 105.7 The Fan. We got time for a fun house or you want to wait?
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at SmileDesignDoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, Texter here says, I'm learning my lesson after that 6-game win streak. Not going to let myself start thinking about the Orioles being fully back, but I'm going to enjoy the ride. I don't know where this team is going. No idea, but I do know one thing. Over the last 20 days, they have been much more fun to watch on a day-to-day basis. This team is different. That's all I know.
I wasn't there yesterday, full disclosure. I was eating crustaceans, sitting in my house, enjoying the game. Crowd seemed to be charged up.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the rain out there all weekend long, and the weather wasn't all that great. But, you know, you win. Mr. Splash gets to work a little bit. David Rubenstein and Cal are sitting next to each other down in the box seats. Said the offense, PT said, best in baseball second half. I'm not going there, but they're about as back can get because Westberg's a stud, difference maker. I've said it 1,000 times. Gunner's raking, and the home runs are only a matter of time before he starts going yard. Adley's raking. Moo Man ran into the wall, kind of knocked himself into the next dimension. But we'll see if he's in a lineup tonight with old Ryan Pepiot. A lot of righties in that Tampa rotation. So we'll see if Moo Man and O'Hearn are back out there. He tweaked his ankle a couple days ago, too.
Well, the nice thing is they got options. Now, you know, before the options weren't great. Now they got legitimate options.
And one more text for now. This one on the other news of the day. Rafael Devers. Texter says, Devers, this news fantastic for the Orioles and the AL East overall. I know Boston has a lot of young talent, some guys coming up recently, but once again, they show that their biggest stars will not stay long term. Mookie was first. Bogarts didn't get paid. Then the one that it seems like they finally do commit to, he's gone after just a few years. Different GMs, same story for the Red Sox.
Man, it's crazy how that all, they were the big market. They had the highest payroll in baseball in 18 and 19.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And they traded Betts. I thought Benintendi, who's become kind of a whatever, I thought he was a lifer in Boston. I mean, that outfield that won the World Series was Betts, Bradley, and Benintendi. They're long gone from the organization. And yeah, Devers getting yanked. I think the owner was pissed. Breslow was pissed, the GM. Said, hey, you're going to move from third to the DH. He balked at that and pouted and didn't have a great beginning. Then he started to rake. Hey, we're paying you 300 plus mil. I mean, team it up. Our first base hole is gaping. Can you fill it? And he went on TV through his interpreter and said, it's your job to go fill it. Oh, they did. And you ain't going to be the guy. Now you're in San Francisco.
I don't think the ownership group is that popular in Boston. And, Bob, they're the same group that owns the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they got to bring Mario Lemieux back to buy a piece of the team probably because the ownership is hated in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, who would have thought that the Red Sox were becoming middle market at their own choice, by the way, because that place still packs them, Fenway Park, and their front-running fans still travel well. But that's their problem. We're worried about the Orioles right now, and the Orioles right now are running hot. So are the Red Sox, won five in a row. We'll come back, talk Ravens. Minicamp starts tomorrow. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Buy or sell, where's the dough? Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Talk about other big names that could be on the move in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.